Ahavtu l'recho k'moicho. Ani Hashem. And the question is over here itself. Ahavtu l'recho k'moicho. That's ben odm l'chaveroi. Ani Hashem. That's ben odm l'mokoim. Where does come in here the ben odm l'mokoim to the apostle Ahavtu l'recho k'moicho, where that's a pure ben odm l'chaveroi? But we have to, you can understand it in a number of ways. The Netziv, in his Haskomet to the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, tells us a Gevaldi Yesod. Gimilos Chasodim, hu kiyum ha'olam, Gimilos Chasodim is the kiyum of the olam. And that is the obligation of a person. This is the tzura, the definition, the essence of a person. The essence of a person, of an Adam, is the Olam Chesed Yibone, the Chesed. And he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, then when it says, the lady of Kayim vehevel, Vatoysef Loledes es Ochiv es Hevel, and the Pasuk es Ochiv is Miyuter. It's superfluous. And the Siv says, the Pshat is that the es Ochiv tells us that the Tzuras HaAdam is Chesed, the Es Ochiv that Hevel came to the world, Es Ochiv, and the way the world was then was that one helped the other. Cain helped Hevel. Es Ochiv tells us b'prote tzuros ha'odom u'b'mashu mishunim yikol tzuros ha'bruim. A person is different than every other bria. That part of their essence is the helping out of somebody else. She ha achva she'eres ben ishim, the achva, the brotherhood, which is supposed to be between person and person, this is part of the essence of a man. The kindness nayeg came betchila, and kind at the beginning was misnayeg the way one is supposed to be as a person. Upirneis ba'avayus ha'adomer shaleis hevel achiv. He was a person who worked the land, and he was the finest hevel from the land. And that's the lotion es ochiv es hevel, together with hevel es ochiv es hevel. That when hevel was born, it was ochiv. Achva was a chelik and the essence of a person. A person is supposed to have achva. That's part of a person. Part of a definition of a person. But how does a person get to feel the achva of a person who's a complete stranger? On this, the Padva tells us, Ani Hashem. And the Ibn Ezra, on the spot, says, why does the Shrat Ani Hashem? Ani Eloka, I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sheborosi Yeshneichem. I created both of you. I am the father of both of you. If a person puts into his mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the creator and the father of all of us. We have a one father. If you have one father, then we're all brothers. The way there is achva between people is through the Ani Hashem, through the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, through the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father, then a person can feel that he is my brother. The feeling of achva comes from the Ani Hashem. It's necessary the Ani Hashem, and without the Ani Hashem, in the atheistic countries where there was no Ani Hashem, it was the most simple thing in the world to kill out millions of people without anything. Because one was another person. Where there's Ani Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the father. And as a guy is also mitzvah on this. A guy is mitzvah on the achva. And that's why Sdoim was Nenash, even that one of the seven mitzvahs, as a mitzvah of Svara. It's a part of an etzem person. Every person is mechuyiv on the achva, which is built upon the Ani Hashem. That's one interpretation of the connection between the Ani Hashem, because it's impossible to have the achva without the Ani Hashem. And then as we find, I once heard B'Shem Abisomi Solanter, Vayashlech Moshe es aluchos miyodov. The ksiv is yodoy, one hand. The kri is yodov, both hands. I heard B'Shem Abisomi Solanter that Moshe Rabbeinu thought, perhaps I'll just throw away the Ben Odom L'Chaveir, Ben Odom L'Mokoyim. They're being over Avodah Zarah. I'll throw away the void that avoids the Ben Odom L'Mokoyim. But the Ben Odom L'Chaveir remain, B'yodoy, V'yashlech L'yodoy, no. Without the Ben Odom L'Chaveir, without the Ben Odom L'Mokoyim, there's no Ben Odom L'Chaveir. One is tinged upon the other. That's one interpretation. And there's much more than that, though. V'atho lecha k'moicha. What does that mean, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? What is inherent in the v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? And we find the Mesillas Yesharim speaks out ba'arichus. What is there in the v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? And he tells us, hasina v'anekima, hatred and revenge. Koshema oid shiimot mimenu leiv husal shel bnei odom. The heart of a person is very, very difficult for him not to have sinna and the want of revenge when a person is in bed. When a person wronged me, because of him I can't get a job, because of him I don't have a chavrusa, because of him I lost time, because I lost my friend. He wronged me. It's very, very, very hard not to have in your heart sinna and nekima. Ki hodo malgish moi bel benoisov. A person feels very, very strongly when he's insulted. Umitztaya tzal godel. And he has a tzal godel. And we know in English there's an expression, sweet revenge. And as Mr. Shalom uses that expression, the revenge is as sweet as honey. He feels the only way I can get back to myself. My blood is boiling. I'm angry. I can't relax until I do something back to, unless I do something back to this person. Yet you hurt me so much. Al Kain. We'll have the koyach to relinquish, to go away from what his nature is pushing him to do. The Yavah Midoisov, and should be Oivah Midoisov, V'yisvam Mishayah Boisina, and should not hate the person that causes him, that makes him want to hate him. V'loyikay Mimena B'ziz Damin Loi. And when he has the opportunity to take revenge, he should not take revenge. Es ela kol yishkach. He should forget about it entirely. V'yosa miliboy ki lohoyo. Chozok v'amitzu. He's a very, very, very strong person. V'ukal rak l'malachei ha'shores. For malachei ha'shores is an easy thing. She'en b'neim ha'midos halol. They don't have these midos. Loyal Sheikhne Bhatya Khaimer, but for people who have Khaimer, who have offer, it's very, very hard. Omam Gzeres Hamelechi. That is the Torah tells us. Loisika and Loisita, Loisisno. It is one of the hardest things. And he explains it, and he continues to elaborate. He says, Nekima and Atir, everybody knows what it means. The Lashon of the Chazal bring the Mashal. That somebody comes and asks him for something, a kaldum, and he said, I'm not giving it to you. And then you have that he needs it back from you, and you give it to him. Now, when you give it to me, you don't mention even at all that once you asked me and once I asked you and you refused. But nevertheless, the Shalom tells us a person is boiling and he comes to the Kadum and the Torah tells me I must give it back to him and I can't tell him anything. I can't say a word. But I give it back. Okay, I'll give it back to him. But I won't show a nice face. Here, take it. Take it. Lord, save upon me your face. And if, okay, I won't show a bad face. The Torah doesn't want me to do that. But I won't help him out too much. I'll give him the minimum what he wants, but I won't give him extra. And let's say, okay, I want to give him extra. But I won't show him I'm doing it. I'll do it to somebody else. He should know that I'm doing it. Lot Asay Bafanov. Or if I'm doing it, Lot Toshav is Chabalus, if I won't be his friend anymore, okay, I'll do it. I'll give him what he wants. I'll give him enough. I won't show a bad face, but we're no more friends. Friends we're not. No more friends. I'm not going to be a friend anymore. I was Moichel him. I won't be his enemy. I won't talk against him. Fine, let me go. We're no more friends. Not enough. Okay, I'll be his friend, but I won't be a friend like before. I'm not going to be a friend like before. I won't be like before. All of these things are just mishalim that the Yetzirah brings to a person and not to be really fully forgiving, fully being chaveiroi. Al kein bo atayr, the Torah v'kolalo, the Torah put a cloud. A person did a very big avla to you. And you're supposed to forget about it. No, I forget about it. Become his friend again. His friend the way that never happened. That's what Torah is telling us. How? How can a person do that? It's Gzeres HaMelech. How can we do it? Ani Hashem, I created you. The yisod of nekama, the yisod that a person feels bad, is because he feels ze magili. You took away something from me. It's mine. It's coming to me. I did it. I made it. He insulted me. I'm a chashuv person. He insulted me. Ani Hashem, I'm a nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me, and everything that I do is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every act that I do, every success that I have is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anything I have good, it's my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything which happens to me good, thank you very, very much. Not so great, didn't happen to me, okay. Lo magil yishum davar, nothing is coming to me. If a person is an onov, is humble, has humility. That's the only possible way a person can overcome the nekama. As the Chayyim of Ovid says, one of the manifestations of gaiva is nekama. The only way a person can overcome nekama is through humility. And the only way a person can have humility is by realizing that you are nothing, that all of your successes are Hashem. All of your successes are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the doer. He is the maker. You are nothing. Then you have humility. If you have humility, so what did he take away from me? Was it mine? Did I deserve it? And deeper, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from me, not him. He was just an agent. Ani Hashem. I'm nothing. And nothing is coming to me. And he's only an agent. So what do I want from him? What do I want from him? This is the Ani Hashem. Without the Ani Hashem, a person cannot at all come to the Madrege of Ohavta L'Recha Kamoicha. The only way he can become Ohavta L'Recha Kamoicha is Ani Hashem. And more than that, There's a very famous story of the Ger Tzedek. The Ger Tzedek was a Catholic priest, a son of a Catholic priest who lived in the time of the Vilna Goyen, who became a Ger Tzedek. And the Catholics were running after him, if he ran away from the church, and they wanted to kill him, and they finally found him. And when he came, they took him out to burn him at the stake. The priests, who were religious people and who believed in the world to come, told them that we presume that you're going to come to the end of the world, you're going to make us tremendous sorrow in this world. You're going to demand punishment for us over there. So he told him, I'll tell you a story. A mushal. There's a young prince. When he was a young little boy of about six or seven, he built a little bit of a house, and one of his friends came along and broke the house down. And he ran to his father, the king, and he told him, "Father, he broke down my house. Go kill this little boy." Father said, "What are you talking about? Nothing." The little boy said, "Okay, when I become a king, I'll take care of him." So eventually, he grew up, the father died, and this little boy became a king. And then Sam told him, "Well, you once said you're going to kill this little guy because this little boy, but he broke your little house." He's like, "Crazy. What did he do? It was nothing. Now I realize that now I have the whole kingdom, but that's such a stupid thing. What's nothing?" He says, "Well, I'll be up there in the Olam HaEmes, and I'll be having the, and I'll be being Zeiche, Vinen Miziv Ashchina, and I'll have all the beauty and the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will it bother me what happened here in this world? It'll be totally nothing." And the Chavis, this I heard this B'Shem Chavis Chaim, the story, and with this, he's the Ger Tzedek, Vatach, the Pasuk in Tilim, Halu as Hashem Kol Goyim, all the Goyim are Mahalu Shabchu Kol Omim, he Govar Aleinu Chasdoi, everybody asks, why are the Goyim Shabach if Govar Aleinu Chasdoi? The MS is, Govar Aleinu Chasdoi in Yena Welt, in the world to come, Govar Aleinu Chasdoi, and therefore we won't care at all about what happens, what you did to us here in this world. Therefore, how was Hashem called Goyim? The Goyim are praised by Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're given to Klal Yisrael such a tremendous schar in Olam HaEmes, and therefore it doesn't bother you. If we think, how can one fight Lo Sikoyim? How can one fight Lo Sisno? And Mimakayim V'Hafla Lecha Kamoicha? The answer is, we here in this world must live in that world. In this world, we must have in mind what is our tachlis. That our tachlis is not in this world. That is HaKol Shtuyot Vavalim. This world is nothing. Hevel Avolim. It's nothing. As Rabbeinu Bachai says, Pshat in the Pasuk, Oy L'chaim L'malo L'maski L'mansur Mishol Mato. Oy L'chaim, the way of life, is L'malo L'maski, for a person smart. L'mansur Mishol Mato, in order for him not to go down, Mishol, into the grave. And he's Farish. Shleim HaMelech, Oy L'masholom, Olo V'asholom, Oy D'yenet B'kan. Ki HaMaski L'hamakia B'tchunas Oy L'mazeh, Shu Oy L'mahefzid. The smart person who is makir in this world, that is oil mahefshid, who yodea oil chaim lamala boil ma elyon anitzri, he knows the oil ma elyon in oil ma nitzri. Valkei meisir mesalik atzlem mitayves oil ma ze, he mevatel tayves oil ma ze, v'lo yathri menu keva, ze leman slum yishol mato. And he gives a mushal. A person comes to a city, and he comes to a city, and he has to be in the city for a day or for half a year, and then move on. He will not build himself palaces and call kind of very, very fancy things. He knows it's a very temporary thing. His whole mind will be to prepare himself for his move when he's going to his new house. A person bought a new house, a very, very fancy house, but he can only move in a half a day from now. So in that half a day, he took some sort of little room or something, and he'll stay there for half a day till he moves into the new house. He'll have everything that he wants. And then somebody, so he lies down on the bed in the little room that he has, and he has a little pillow there, and somebody comes along and takes away the pillow. And somebody comes to him, why don't you do revenge on this person? He took away your pillow. He'll be crazy. In a half hour from now, I'm going to my new house, I'll have everything in the world that I want. What's the point of the pillow? The way a person fights Lo Sikoim is by having the proper perspective of what's Olam Hazeh and what's Olam Haba. If a person knows that his tachlis in his life is Olam Haba, and that Olam Hazeh is Hevel Havolim, so what did he do to me? What did I lose? Did I lose Olam Hazeh from it? Will I have less Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will I be less Nenem Iziv HaShchina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Your whole tachlis is to come closer to me. Ani Hashem, that's the Ani Hashem, to come closer to me. And if one thinks of the Ani Hashem, and one thinks the tachlis of the Ani Hashem, then he can be kind of hafla lecha kamoicha. Things that we can understand. What Hillel answered to the Goy. The Mefarshim said, learn Pshat, that the Goy asked Hillel, on one leg is a mushel, give me a yisod in Torah, which is the leg upon which Kol HaTorah stands upon. And this Hillel answered him, V'hatla Lecha Kameicha. If you will do V'hatla Lecha Kameicha the way you're supposed to do V'hatla Lecha Kameicha, and you'll work on yourself, and you'll come to the Madrega which you'll be able to do V'hatla Lecha Kameicha. You'll have everything. You'll have a Be'erum L'chaveiroi. You'll have a Be'erum L'mokoyim to the biggest Madrega. And with this is answered Akasha, which the Kli Yoker asks, Boch HaBakuk Ve'midu Al-Achus Al-Achas Sarek Be'munos Ha'yichya. The Achas is Sarek Be'munos Ha'yichya. How did Hillel come and say V'hatla Lecha Kameicha? And the question is the other way around also. How did Habakkuk come and say, Emunos HaYichya, what about all the Be'erum L'Chaveiroi? There is one thing. If you have Emunos HaYichya, you can do the Be'erum L'Chaveiroi. If you have a Be'erum L'Chaveiroi to its entity that will cause the Emunos HaYichya, the Emunah is a need for the Be'erum L'Chaveiroi. And when you have the Emunah, automatically you have the Be'erum L'Chaveiroi. When a person has Emes Emunah, and he feels that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving him everything, he has the achva. When he has the humility, it's a teva in a person to have achva. What takes away the achva from people is the person's gaiva. And when you have the Ani Hashem, it's automatically the achva. If you have the Emunos HaYichya, you have the Venom HaChaveiroi. When you have the Emunos HaYichya, you have also the you renounce Olam Hazeh, and you can have the V'hatla Lecha Kameicha. It's one thing. V'hatla Lecha Kameicha V'emunos HaYichya, it goes together. One brings the other. Each one brings the other. And that's what Hillel told. That's what Hillel told the Goy. Reach that Madrega V'hatla Lecha Kameicha, and reach the Madrega V'emunos HaYichya. V'ashar is Perish. And that's the Maisa in Yemei Asvira is a time when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were Nichshal Lefima Degoisom of Tanoim, but Lefima Degoisom as Machayevos Anar Madrega Shalom Hibdu Zeh. There was a certain zilzal one with the other. There wasn't enough of Be'erum L'Chaveiroi. There was a certain zilzal. And for that reason, because of that zilzal, that was the reason why it impugned their ability to be the Matiki Ashmur. It was something was then Nifga in the Vani Hashem. If you're Mizalzal B'Chavoyt Chaveiroi, it was Nifga in B'Chi Hashem. And the Yemei Asvira is a time when we can metakan that. But the limud of Svira The limud of the Omer is anova. The limud of the Omer is to teach us that we are not the balabatim. The balabatim is like Kodesh Baruch Hu. We cannot eat anything. It's our land. We made something, but you cannot eat till you bring the korban Omer. You cannot eat the tefillah till korban Omer. The korban Omer, this is the limud of anova. Yemei Hasvira to metaken the kilkul of the menorah chaveroi. That is a time which is matim in the Yemei Hasvira, which is a time for anova. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should help us, everybody, and in a yeshiva especially, when there are a lot of bochrim together, there's always a possibility that one person can hurt the other. There's always a possibility that one doesn't realize what the other feels. Doesn't realize how much he has to worry about the other person. Doesn't realize the tremendous achva which is required. When we mischazik in Ani Hashem, if we mischazik in Torah, mischazik in Dikta Mitzvahs, we mischazik in the Ani Hashem. The Kol Bosh should help us to mischazik in Vatlo Yachomoicho and the Ani Hashem.